Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bridge Hunters Chronicles News Flyer for March 2nd, 2024. I'm Jason Smith, and we're back on the air after being on vacation for a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, we have a slew of bad news involving historic bridges in this week's podcast, one of which has to do with the Bismarck-Mandan Railroad Bridge and the State Supreme Court's recent decision that will most likely put the last nails into the coffin of the 140-year-old Missouri River crossing. We'll have that story. Plus, we have a couple stories involving the laws of physics, one of which is causing politicians in the state of Lower Saxony in Germany to panic. Plus, another piece of artwork on a historic covered bridge in Kentucky that is not wanted. That, plus more, as we present you with the following stories. Historic Aitnaville Bridge in Wheeling, West Virginia to be torn down. Demolition slated for July of 2025. North Dakota State Supreme Court upholds earlier ruling, thus clearing the way for the replacement and demolition of the historic Bismarck-Mandan Railroad Bridge. Historic bridge in the German state of Lower Saxony destroyed in a ship collision. This one's located near Bremen. Shifting the piers forces the closure of the historic Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River in Lansing, Iowa. Historic bridge in Bourbon County, Kentucky vandalized. Police are looking for the suspects. Historic bridge in Melbourne, Australia to be restored to its former glory. And a historic bridge in England is quote-unquote unburied after having been covered in vegetation for over 60 years. It's part of a housing development project. Plus, in our headlines, we'll have an update on the Green Bridge near Ozark, Missouri. And the last arch bridge over the Des Moines River in downtown Des Moines is coming down. This among the stories that have happened in the past couple of weeks. Now the news. Wheeling, West Virginia. It has spanned the Ohio River for over 130 years, but has been closed to all traffic for over 30 for pedestrians since 2016. It's one of the most unique through truss bridges in West Virginia because of its seven Pennsylvania through truss spans. Yet, despite its popularity for Wheeling as it connects the island with the Ohio side, the bridge has been considered by many as the most neglected of the historic bridges in the eastern part of the United States. Now, the days of the Aitnaville Bridge have been officially numbered, as the West Virginia Department of Transportation has produced plans to demolish the structure. The bridge was built in 1891 and has a total length of over 1,030 feet. The main span has a length of 200 feet. The bridge is unique for its ornamental portal bracings, and it has seven Pennsylvania through truss spans. An accident in 1985 forced its closure to vehicular traffic, but the bridge remained open for cyclists and pedestrians until its full closure due to structural deterioration in 2016. The West Virginia Department of Transportation will start removing the bridge span by span beginning July 28th of next year, allowing anyone wishing to see the bridge to do so before that time. It is unknown how the bridge will be removed and whether parts of it will be preserved as a museum relic. We'll continue to follow up on the story and keep you posted. Bismarck, North Dakota. In a stunning turn of events, it appears that the days of the key Missouri River crossing between Bismarck and Mandan have also been numbered. The North Dakota Supreme Court on February 8th upheld an earlier ruling from last year which rejected an administrative appeal by the Friends of the Bismarck-Mandan Railroad Bridge, challenging the state permits to allow the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railways to build a new bridge and demolish the old one. According to the information from the Fargo Forum, the appeal centered on whether the district court judge properly dismissed the administrative appeal filed by the Friends of the Rail Bridge, a citizens group that formed to try to save the historic bridge, an icon on the Bismarck-Mandan landscape. The judges claimed that the group failed to exhaust their administrative measures needed to complete the appeals process. The ruling was greeted by Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which has already started the construction process a few weeks ago and hoped to have a new span in operation by 2026. The 140-year-old structure built by George Morrison would then be demolished, thus eliminating the last pre-1945 structure spanning the Missouri River in North Dakota. The Friends group, which argued that the ruling set precedent for bad administrative practices, is currently looking at all options, including another appeal, as there are several open items that have yet to be clarified. It may go to the federal level, and if so, The bridge will be the second in 10 years to be disputed on a federal level, behind the Frank J. Wood Bridge in Maine. As a new bridge is being built, the future of the old one will fall into the hands of the court, be it on the state or federal levels. Bremen, Germany. A key railroad swing bridge has been destroyed in a collision with a ship, and the German railways are scrambling to at least build a temporary crossing. The incident happened on a swing bridge spanning the River Hunte near the confluence of the River Weser in the town of Elsfeth, located between Bremen and Oldenburg in the German state of Lower Saxony. The collision happened during the wee hours of Sunday morning, the 25th of February, when a ship rammed into the swing bridge, destroying the tenant's house and causing considerable damage to the swing span. This included bending the railroad tracks outwards. According to the local police, the captain of the ship misjudged the distance between the ship and the bridge and could not stop in time of the incident. An investigation is still ongoing. The German railways were scrambling to remove the damaged span and replace it with a temporary one to allow for rail and shipping traffic to continue using the crossing. As of this past Friday, the temporary bridge is in place and the rail line between Bremen and Oldenburg via Elsfeth is still in use. Long term, the railways will build a fixed structure in place, which will be higher than the current one. The bridge is a century old and features a multiple span made of steel, the approach spans with arches, and the swing span, which was destroyed, being a girder. When the new span will be built remains open, as railways has a backlog of bridges that need attention in the region. Lansing, Iowa. Two shifting piers have caused the closure of a key Mississippi River crossing and will thus force commuters to travel 60 miles in each direction to the next bridge. Recent inspections by the Iowa Department of Transportation found a shift in two piers of the historic Black Hawk Bridge, a 1931 cantilever through truss bridge which connects Lansing, Iowa with Wisconsin. It is characterized by its disconnected center through truss span and the singing sound made when vehicles cross it. The end result of the discovery of the shifting piers has been to shut down the bridge completely. This happened this past Sunday and is expected to last 2 months, as work is underway to stabilize them. Once it's completed, the span will reopen, which will most likely be in May. In the meantime, commuters are being forced to use the crossings at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien in order to drive over to the Mississippi River. The shifting of the piers may have been in connection with the replacement project that is currently underway. Crews are building a new span that will mimic the original span, but it will be wider than the other one. That span is expected to open in 2028, and the old structure will then be demolished. Parts of that bridge will then be put on permanent display. We'll keep you posted on the latest there. And now, some headlines in this podcast. In Ozark, Missouri, Christian County officials and Green River Engineering are giving away the Green Bridge, a 1912 through-truss bridge spanning the Finley River, 3 miles northeast of Ozark. If interested, you must submit a letter of interest to the Green River Engineering Group by March 15th and a full proposal to the same agency by April 19th. Contact information and details are in the Bridge Hunters Chronicles. The project of the Canada Bridge Company is scheduled to be replaced on a new alignment. It's expected to begin later this year. Paddlers and enthusiasts in Gonzales County, Texas, are mourning the loss of the Slayton Truss Bridge. The truss structure, which was built by the New Jersey Steel and Iron Company in 1915, was unique for its ornamental portal bracings. It spanned the San Marcos River on County Road 232. A new bridge is expected to be built after crews removed the structure recently. The last arch bridge of its kind in Des Moines is being torn down. The Walnut Street Bridge is a six-span concrete arch bridge built by Koss Engineering in 1911 and is characterized by its brown spandrels and white arches. It was one of three of its kind, together with the structures at Locust Street and Grand Avenue, both of whom have been replaced with a three-span faux pas arch spans. It'll be no different with this span, as the replacement project is expected to be completed by the end of 2026, at a cost of $19.1 million. This includes reconstruction of the river walkway. And preliminary studies are about to begin to replace the Washington Crossing Bridge spanning the Delaware River between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. The seven-span double-intersecting worn through-truss bridge, built by the New Jersey Bridge Company in 1905, has been a focus of countless accidents due to its narrowness. Officials from the Delaware River Authority, which owns the bridge, will hire a consultant who will examine all the options, including rehabilitation, no rehab, no rebuild, replacement at a new alignment, and replacement at its current location. Yet the results will not come out before the end of 2025. The replacement project is expected to begin at the earliest in 2027. We'll keep you posted on the latest with this bridge. Now back to the news. Paris, Kentucky. Bourbon County officials are looking for those responsible for vandalizing the county's lone covered bridge. The bridge affected here is the Colville Covered Bridge. The Burr Through Truss Span was built in 1877 and spans Hickson Creek near Millersville. It has been on the National Register of Historic Places for over 50 years. The bridge has been a focus of several cases of vandalism, and this past weekend was one of them, when vandals struck the bridge and spray-painted obscene and anti-Semitic images and tagged the structure. Crews were on hand on Monday to remove these images. Talks have been underway to install surveillance cameras to better track down vandals, yet the sheriff has asked officials and locals and passerbys to observe any unusual activities at the bridge, and if there's some spotted, to report it straight away. The Colville Covered Bridge is one of only 11 left standing in the state of Kentucky, which at one time had over 400 covered bridges that existed. Many of these covered bridges were lost to arson or an accident. A summary of the state's covered bridges can be found in Sherman Cow's Bridges and Tunnels website. The article is enclosed in the news flyer. Bourbon County is located northeast of the largest city in the state, Lexington. Melbourne, Australia. It's one of the oldest bridges in Australia and a popular one that provides access to the Royal Botanic Gardens, the Arts Centre Melbourne, and the Shrine of Remembrance. The bridge was built in 1888 and is the third crossing over the Yarra River between Swanson Street and St. Kilda Road. It is characterized by its bluestone blocks and ornamental features on its steel arches. Now, after over 135 years, the Princess Bridge in Melbourne's Central Business District is getting a much-needed renovation in order to keep it open for another century. According to the news stories, work will include replacing the old, weathered bluestone blocks in the pedestrian platforms, cleaning and resetting them, and conservation works like repairing dents and replacing mortars. The bridge will also undergo artisan repainting of the iron facade and waterproofing the footpaths. How long the restoration work will last remains open, but there will be restrictions to traffic during the time of the project. Communities will need to pay attention and consider detours for the duration of the project. Princess Bridge has been a wonderful crossing where one can even get a good photo shoot out of it. After this much-needed tender loving care, it will become an even more attractive place for tourists and photographers alike, as it will shine just like new. And our last story takes us to Great Britain and to the town of Swindon, located between Bristol and Reading. Ever since the ruling against national highways in England in 2022, work has been ongoing to uncover dozens of railroad overpasses that have been unlawfully filled in against the will of the locals who wish to see the bridges and banded lines reused for recreational purposes. But in the town of Swindon, with a population of more than 180,000 inhabitants, crews are clearing one railroad overpass, but this one was spared the fill-in that was enforced by Highways England. This overpass was built more than a century ago and features a one-span stone arch bridge located over a waterway at Kingstown Road. It has a number of B4141. It's a Grade 2 structure. The bridge once served the city rail between Swindon and Highworth, having been abandoned since the 1960s. Crews recently removed vegetation and other debris that had been building up and covering the bridge for over a half a century. This is part of the project to build new homes in the area. Records revealed that the crossing was too narrow for vehicles and was a cause for several accidents. With the river bridge uncovered and its original form now shown, the question is what to do with the bridge. It is hoped that a monument or bike crossing would then be used for the structure, but everything is in the early stages. Given the heritage of the infrastructure and the strong interest in preserving history, chances are very likely that the bridge in Swindon will have another life in one way or the other. And that can be seen with the Victorian pedestrian bridge in Lowestoe, located along England's east coast, south of Yarmouth. Crews reopened that bridge last weekend to the fanfare of dozens of locals who were on hand. The Iron Arch Bridge, featuring ornamental features on its spandrels, was built in 1887 and spans a ravine, which is now a pedestrian trail. The £1 million restoration lasted over 2 years, despite the COVID pandemic and subsequent restrictions and lacking of materials. Congratulations to Lowestoft on getting their prized bridge back. Will this be seen with the bridges in the United States, especially with the ones mentioned in this podcast? We have to see. Check out the Bridge Hunters Chronicles online and subscribe to the column directly on the web, in the social media pages, and wherever you can get your podcast. Remember, your bridge matters. That's it for this edition of the News Flyer. I'm Jason Smith, and thank you for listening. Talk to you next week, and until then, happy bridge hunting and happy trails till we meet again. Bye now.